You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
AECI Limited, the mining company listed on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, released their financial results for the period ended 30 June 2026. There was a cash dividend that was announced and declared as part of those numbers. Headline earnings per share up a little over 8%. The interim dividend of around R1.16 per share. We're going to be taking a look at these numbers in a bit more detail with the Group Chief Executive Officer, Alan Dixon. He joins me on the line now to see what we make of their performance. Alan, lovely having you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. A strong set of numbers amidst some challenging operational environments. Revenues down ever so slightly, but profits up, and that's a sign that the business is doing well despite some of the challenges it's had to contend with. What do you make of the performance of the business?
Good evening, Jimmy, and thank you very much for having me on. We think it's a good set of results. As you say, the external market has been particularly challenging. But we set out in February with three key commitments that we had made. And the first of those was to leverage the strength of our core, which is our minings and our chemical business. Second of all is to focus on business resilience, particularly relevant in this volatile environment. And thirdly was to improve our quality of earnings. And we believe that these results showed positive and demonstrable movement against all three of those targets. So we're pleased with what we've put out in this first 6 months, Jimmy.
Alan, let's take a look at some of those operational challenges from a business perspective. Revenues, as I mentioned at the start of our conversation, down around the 4% mark. But despite this, the business navigating through all the way through to being able to see a profit from continuing operations increase by about 20%. Take me through some of those external factors and how they affected your management decisions, or at least some of the strategic decisions that you had to think about.
Perfect. Thank you, Jimmy. And I think the first point, just to draw out, yes, revenue as an absolute year on year is down a little touch, as you've described. But the most material portion of that reduction in revenue is actually due to the fact that we had businesses in last year's numbers that were sold and are now outside of the comparable. So if you normalize for that, in fact, revenue is slightly up on those businesses that remain within AECI. Secondly, and to pick to your point, the challenges we've had from an external point of view really relate to the supply chain. And with the geopolitical challenges that have taken place, particularly in the Middle East, what we have seen is that there has been supply chain uncertainty in terms of how we've been able to procure those raw materials, and also the absolute cost of those raw materials per ton have increased quite significantly. So what we've really focused on, if we think about that second pillar of business resilience, has been two key areas. First of all, into supply chain. And within the supply chain, we've intentionally chosen to invest into working capital on a number of strategic raw materials to make sure we have enough stock on hand to avoid any of the complexities coming out of the Middle East and to make sure we're able to service our customers. And that has really led to a little bit of a cash lockup in terms of making sure we keep that business resilience on the supply chain. And on the other side, we've also continued to invest into the assets that we have in South Africa, our manufacturing assets, is to make sure we can continue to run those uninterrupted, which we've been able to do. And that has also ensured that we have the customer service that we're after. So those have been the two key areas that we've invested into our supply chain and into our operating assets.
Alan, I want to take a look at some other strategic decisions you've made along the way as well from a business perspective. Deciding that a cash interim dividend would be part of the numbers as it was in the previous first half of the previous financial year. But more importantly, even with revenues coming down ever so slightly, gearing's come down because the business has elected to reduce net debt. That in a time where operating environments might continue to remain uncertain for the foreseeable future, the strategic thinking here looks like a prudent balance sheet approach so that you leave as much room for maneuvering. Is that how management is seeing it?
Yeah, we do see it that way, Jimmy. I think we believe that the external market is likely to remain volatile. So there's not a lot of rationale in hoping that it's going to go away too quickly. And we believe the actions that we've taken around the supply chain and the operational investment that I've just spoken about will stand us in very good stead as we move forward and to keep us resilient in terms of that. And then when we think about the dividend itself, We believe that the balance sheet strength that you've described and the fact that typically we will have a good, and we expect another good cash unwind in the second half of the year, that we will have more than enough free cash flow to not only pay this interim dividend, but also a final dividend, as well as being able to invest into our strategic and operational objectives. So our view is, yes, keep some flexibility and some powder dry in terms of the balance sheet itself, but also we have enough unwind capability that the free cash flow will support our strategic, operational, and returns to shareholders through dividends.
Alan, before I let you go, can we take a look at the chemicals business? That has been struggling, not just not from your business's perspective alone, but I'm looking at globally, the chemicals landscape. It doesn't look the way it did a couple of years ago. How are you seeing that as a risk to your business, if it is a risk? And how is it that the business is navigating that compared to perhaps the mining business that might be outperforming that at the moment?
Jimmy, if we look at the segment of chemicals, inside of that is we have an asset called Schirm Germany, and that asset had quite a challenging 6 months in which it made some operational losses, and as a result of that, we actually impaired the remaining goodwill and intellectual property that sits against that asset. And the impact of those two elements sit within the what we call the chemical segment. But if we look and we just look at that chemicals core, which is that core asset that we're talking about right back at the beginning, that business has done fairly well. In fact, EBITDA year on year is up by 14%. So when we look at our chemicals core, we believe we have a resilient business. In this most recent 6 months, we had a very good performance from our industrial chemicals, and we anticipate that that will continue through to the end of the year. So whilst it is a challenging environment, we believe we have good assets in that environment. And when we talk about prospects to the end of the year, which includes growth overall for ACI, certainly growth in that chemicals core is what we anticipate through to the end of the year. So we still believe that to be a valuable set of assets.
Well, we wish you and the team all of the very best as you go through the rest of the year. We look forward to seeing how the full year pans out for the business. For now, we'll leave the conversation on that note. AECI Limited's Group Chief Executive Officer, Alan Dixon, joining us to take a look at the first 6 months of their year, how that panned out and what it is that they're looking ahead to as they approach the next 6 months.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.